Let's start with the story that had 851 comments on HN this morning, which for context is a very high engagement number, the OpenAI and Hugging Face security incident during model evaluation. The short version is that during a model evaluation process, a security incident occurred in the pipeline between the two organizations. OpenAI published a disclosure, which itself is notable because labs historically have not been particularly transparent about security issues in internal or partner-facing tooling.
What I find interesting from a business and trust perspective is the structural issue this surfaces. Model evaluation has become this critical gatekeeping function. External evals, like those run on Hugging Face, are increasingly used to establish credibility, benchmark performance, and sometimes inform regulatory decisions. If the evaluation pipeline itself has attack surface, that's a problem that extends well beyond any single incident. The integrity of the benchmark ecosystem is now as important as the integrity of the models themselves.
The HN thread had a good discussion about what security incident during model evaluation actually means in practice. One possibility is data exfiltration, model weights or evaluation data being accessed improperly. Another is pipeline manipulation, where evaluation inputs or outputs are altered. We don't yet know the specifics of what happened here, but the disclosure itself suggests both organizations took it seriously enough to go public rather than handle it quietly.
And the fact that they co-published the disclosure is worth noting. That kind of joint accountability statement between two competing adjacent organizations is not the norm. It suggests either the incident was serious enough that coordination was necessary, or the broader AI safety culture is actually shifting toward disclosure norms. I'd like to believe the latter, but I think it's probably some combination of both.
Now let's pivot to the Anthropic copyright settlement, because this one is significant. A judge approved a $1.5 billion settlement in the case involving books used to train Claude. This is the Bartz case that's been working through the courts. And while we don't know every detail of the settlement terms, $1.5 billion is a real number. It's not a token settlement designed to make a case go away. For reference, the music industry's major settlements with streaming services over licensing were typically in the hundreds of millions range. This is in a different category.
Let me put on my business analyst hat here, because this is actually worth thinking through carefully. Anthropic has raised roughly $10 billion in funding at this point. A $1.5 billion settlement is substantial, but not existential. The more important question is what precedent this sets for other AI labs facing similar claims. OpenAI, Meta, and Google have all trained on datasets that include copyrighted material, and if courts treat this settlement as a benchmark, we could be looking at an industry-wide reckoning on training data provenance.
This is also a good moment to bring in a concept that I think a lot of people have a fuzzy understanding of, how antitrust and intellectual property law actually intersect with AI. Let me take a moment to ground this because it came up in a few HN comments conflating the two. Copyright law and antitrust law are doing very different things. Copyright is about the rights of creators to control reproduction of their specific works. Antitrust, particularly the Sherman Act, which is the foundational U.S. antitrust statute from 1890, is about preventing monopolistic control of markets.
And there's a common misconception that if a company has a large market share, that automatically triggers antitrust liability. That's not how it works legally. Under Sherman Act doctrine, having a monopoly isn't illegal by itself. It's using monopoly power to anti-competitively harm competition. That's the violation. The courts use a multi-factor test that goes well beyond just asking, how big is this company? You have to show market definition, market power within that defined market, and then actual anti-competitive conduct. So when people say Anthropic or OpenAI are too big and should be broken up under antitrust theory, that argument would require demonstrating not just size, but specific conduct that harmed competition in a defined market.
Good framing, Marcus. Back to the copyright settlement. The HN thread raised an interesting question about whether settlements like this will push labs towards synthetic training data or licensed data partnerships rather than crawled web content. That's already happening at some margins, but the economic incentives haven't fully aligned yet. A $1.5 billion settlement changes that calculus meaningfully.
One more legal story before we move to the AI model updates. Apple won its case over CSAM scanning in iCloud. The ruling was that Apple could not be held liable for not scanning iCloud for child sexual abuse material. But here's the nuance. The judge was openly critical of Apple's position, even while ruling in their favor. That's a particular kind of legal outcome. You win the battle on the narrow legal question, but the opinion signals that legislators should act if they want different outcomes.
Apple famously proposed, then abandoned a system for on-device CSAM detection back in 2021, under enormous pressure from privacy advocates and security researchers, who argued the detection system created a backdoor vector for government surveillance. The technical argument was that any hash-matching system trained to detect one category of illegal content could be retrained or expanded to detect other content. The judge's displeasure in the ruling suggests this won't be the final legal word on the question, even if Apple prevailed today.